Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to cheer you along your way. William Colgate, as a boy, left home because his family was poor. He started out for New York, and along the way met an old boat captain. The captain asked him where he was going, and he told him. The captain asked, "Well, what can you do?" The boy said, "Well, I can make tallow candles and soft soap." "Well," said the captain, "give your heart to God, and 10 cents out of every dollar you earn, and maybe God will make you a great soap maker someday." Young Colgate did just that. He gave his heart to God and gave 10% to the Lord. Later increased it to 15% and on to 25%, and it said that at one time he gave 50% of his income to the Lord. A little story from the life of William Colgate, soap maker, whose products are found around the world today. A small beginning, but a beginning with God. From 2 Corinthians, "But remember this, that if you give little, you will get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will get only a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. Everyone must make up his own mind as to how much he should give. Don't force anyone to give more than he really wants to, for cheerful givers are the ones God prizes. God is able to make up to you by giving you everything you need and more, so that there will not be only enough for your own needs, but plenty left over to give joyfully to others. It is as the Scriptures say, you will be able to give much to the poor, and your good deeds will honor you forever. For God, who gives seed to the farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat, will give you more and more seed to plant, so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest." Thank God for His Son, His gift, too wonderful for words. Someone has said, "Don't give from the top of your purse, but from the bottom of your heart."